Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Kind of a cloudy, sort of mediocre day out there, but good to see you, Dr. Jerry Mixon. Glad to have you in here. Just the two of us again today.
Well, as always, it's good to be seen.
Yes, yes.
It means I'm above ground. COVID hasn't killed me off or anything.
That's right. All I can say, I'm glad I don't live in California or Michigan or a few of the other states.
Yeah, well, there it's not the COVID so much. It's the politicians.
That's right. That's a different kind of disease. Right.
Avoid tyranny whenever possible.
That's right. Holy cow. Talk about, I couldn't even believe some of the things those two governors in particular. There's other tyrannical governors as well, but holy the
thing
cow. Bugs,
the thing I don't understand is, yes, governors do have, under our system, a great deal of power to protect people against public health threats. I mean, if you are a threat to other people, they have the right to quarantine you. That's That's been a given since the beginnings of the Republic. But a woman who is arrested for sitting alone quietly on a beach holding a sign that says, "We are free." Who is she threatening?
Yeah, yeah.
She's the only woman on the beach. Nobody's going to catch anything from her. You know, if people are following the rules about social distancing and they are not close enough to threaten anybody else, then in that situation, the governor has lost his authority to interfere with their activities. They are not a public health threat to anybody. So, you know, I just see some power mad people who are making rules just for the sake of making rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I, you know, that was just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go there. It just sort of hit me that I'm glad I'm not living in California. L.A., they say they're not opening up maybe ever, but at least for three more months. So just shocking.
Well, as long as the people in other states will pay their bills for them, they'll never go back to work.
Yeah, that's
right. Right. It's a great principle.
Anyway, folks, we're glad you're here today. And anything goes. Yes, we can talk about the virus. We can talk about anything else. The last couple of weeks have been pretty well balanced. Probably three quarters of the questions that
have not been viral.
Have not.
And that's good.
Not been. And so if you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, this is a perfect time to call. All the lines are open right now at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. You call right now, we'll get you in. So we have, for the last couple of months, started each show off with sort of a quick update, at least, of what's going on, testing-wise, vaccine-wise, all that sort of jazz. Yeah. What's the latest?
Well, there's a lot of developments right now. I've been watching with great interest the states that are opening up early.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Colorado, et cetera.
Texas.
And I've been watching their daily counts. The curve has stayed flat in several of the states. There's still a decline in new hospitalizations. And there's two separate things you need to look at. One is cases, and the other is hospitalizations. deaths are lagging. The average person who dies has been sick for at least 20 days, so they're sick for 3 weeks before they die.
Okay.
Usually. A few folks go in 3 days, but the average is about 3 weeks. But if you do more testing, you know, they're saying that we have to open up, we have to test everybody. Well, the more tests you do, the more positive tests there will be, i.e. the number of cases goes up. The question isn't, did you find more people? The question is, did more people go to the hospital? In other words, are more people sick enough to be hospitalized?
Right.
And those numbers are going down in those states. So yes, they're finding more cases because they're continuing to test people.
What are those numbers in our state?
In our state, we're flat.
Okay.
We're pretty much flat. You know, if you look at our numbers, again, we are continuing to test, and so we are finding more cases. But our hospitalization rate is pretty flat, and we have plenty of extra room in our hospitals. We are not overwhelming anything. So, you know, I guess your question is the goal to stay shut down, become a third world country in which everybody starves and we wait for the virus to slowly run its course? Or do we recognize that, you know, the virus is here and people are going to continue getting sick? But shutting down doesn't help. Interestingly, in New York, 66% of the people that were hospitalized reported that they had been shut in their own home. They were quarantined in their home.
And they still got it.
And that's, you know, 66%, which means only, you know, 34% were out and about. So, yeah, of course, people lie. Were they really shut in their homes? I don't know. But, you know, human beings like to look good, and they don't want to admit they were breaking the rules.
Sure, of course.
I take those kinds of surveys with a major bit of doubt. But no, we are doing well in those states that are opening up. Our opening up is really pretty minimal, at least officially. Although I note that the people have pretty well ignored the governor. They are out and about. We went down to the Marina Park in Kirkland yesterday, and it was totally packed. Parking lot was totally filled. Beach was filled. Kids digging in the sand and playing and running and swimming in the water and chasing the ducks. And if you look at the highways, the traffic is much, much, much higher than it was a month ago. So as a state, we have actually opened up dramatically. The only thing we can't open is our businesses.
Yeah.
The people are out and about. They are not following the governor anymore. He's behind the curve.
That's an understatement. All right. Well, again, give us a call if you've got a question at 1-800-465-8770. We've got a few calls on here with one line open, 1-800-465-8770. Shall we just start a little early? Start taking some calls?
Why not?
Yeah, let's
give me
do
a call.
Normally, we wait until after the first break, but we got a bunch of people on here. Let's go to Everett and talk to Lori. Hello, Lori.
Hello,
welcome.
Lori. How are you this morning?
Hi. I am good. My question is about how effective are face masks, because I have a few friends who feel like they're useless, and one has worked in hazmat, and then I don't know when are they effective and when are they not?
Right. It depends on the mask and to some extent the wearer. The N95 and the KN95s are quite effective at filtering out particles. 95% of the microparticles will be filtered out.
That's the kind we were able to get for all of our patients.
That's what we pass out to our patients. But, you know, nothing is 100%. You know, the only way you're going to get 100% is to wear the hazmat suit with an enclosed, you know, HEPA oxygenation and carry your own air supply with you. But the masks are effective. That's why hospital workers need them. That's why the doctors and the nurses and the technicians are wearing them, and is that they do lower your risk. Do they totally obviate your risk? No. You notice doctors and nurses are getting sick. But they lower the risk. Okay. And the more effective the mask and the more efficiently it's used, the more effectively it protects you. But, you know, if you put your mask on and you come in contact with a virus and you touch things with your hands and now you go home, you take off your mask and you rub your eyes, you're still going to put those particles in your eyes and you'll get infected. So hand washing is extremely important. And so if you wear your mask while you're out and you go home, you take off your mask, you immediately go wash your hands before you touch your face. Because, you know, unless you're wearing fresh pair of gloves every time you go outside, your hands put you at risk. And there are...
Right. What about distancing?
Well, again, distancing, it depends. Against typical people that are just breathing and talking, 6 feet is fine. But, you know, if someone without a mask is coughing and sneezing, they can spray particles or go up 10, 12, 15 feet. So you see somebody out there coughing and wheezing and hacking, stay far away from them. don't get close. Don't count on your mask protecting you, okay? Because you're walking into a great big viral cloud of some sort. Nothing in this world is 100%. You know, I have said for years, and I'm sure you've heard me say it on this show, nothing done to or by human beings is perfect. You know, we are flawed creatures, and everything we do has flaws. And the goal here is to lower your risk as much as practical. I have said that about life in general and medicine. You skew the odds in your favor as far as you reasonably can, and then you relax and play the game, because you win more often if the odds are in your favor. That's just the way it works.
Okay,
dear.
So there you go, Lori.
People that are making them, it depends on the fabric, I guess, and all that.
Yes, it does. And you know, the surgical masks are 3-ply. They have 3 separate layers, okay, with different densities, and that's why the N95 and the KN95, they're hard to breathe through. You cannot exercise in them. You will pass out. Because they keep the airflow way down.
You bet they do.
And so, you know, the thinner the mask, the easier it is to breathe through, but the less efficient it is at filtering. So it's always a trade-off. You know? When I'm out doing my exercise, you know, and I'm walking, I'm not within 20 feet of people 99% of the time. And somebody either runs past me or I run past them, and we may be within 6 feet of each other for 2 or 3 seconds. But I'm not wearing a mask when I'm running. I'm doing a 3 or 4 mile run. Ain't no way on hell I can wear a mask and do that. But I need the exercise. Okay. On the other hand, in my pocket, I have a mask. And if I decide that I'm going to go in a store, I put my mask on. And I wear it in the store where I'm in an enclosed place with other people. And then I get out in the fresh air and the sunshine, and I take it off.
Right.
Thanks, Lori.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
The call.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Take care.
Let's take another one real quickly. Let's go to Bellevue and talk with Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Susan. Speak. I think she's gone.
Suzanne, are you there?
She's afflicted with radio muteness.
Yes. I don't know what's going on there.
Well,
let's go
try
to
someone else.
Go to Bellevue and talk to John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Howdy.
Yes, howdy. My question is, for the last couple of months or so, I've been getting these little white pussy pimples right under my nose.
Uh-huh.
And I scrape the little white head off, and then goes away for, you know, a few days or so, and then it comes back again. I wake up in the morning, and I got 1 or 2 pimples there with little white heads on them.
Okay. Your question is, how do you prevent these from occurring in the future?
Yes.
All right. Okay. See, I had to infer your question. You were a little bit obtuse there. You have most likely been colonized with a little bacteria that loves your sebaceous glands and kind of crawls down in those glands and starts to grow. And that's why you get that little white head. You got a little inflammatory infective process there. It's not bad because you're not describing that the tissue is red, swollen, and sore. It's just a little white head, which is, you know, just a little bit of pussy stuff in one of those glands. And so what you want to do is do something to clean that out and to get rid of the bacteria. One of the better things to wash with for that is called Nizoral. Nizoral shampoo. Okay?
It's a one. It starts with an M?
With an N.
N as in Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, India, Zebra, N-I-Z. And that's a brand. There's several others. The real chemical, it's a 1% ketoconazole. And the ketoconazole is the active chemical you're looking for. And several different companies make it. So if you go find the Nizoral and then go find the house brand next to it that's half the price, that's the way I would do it.
Okay.
because each company makes their own little house brand and they charge a lot less than the Nizoral itself. That's the fancy-dancy version.
Okay.
And it's a shampoo is what it's designed as, but you can actually use it as a wash, as a face wash and so on. And it has a very potent antibacterial and antifungal capacity to it. So if you simply use that to wash your face with a special attention to that area, when you take your do you shower or bath?
I shower.
Good. Okay. Turn the water up a little hotter than usual. Stick your face under there. Get that area of the skin really dilated and increase the blood supply. That hot water will dilate the capillaries and you'll get a dramatic increase in blood supply, which gives you the capacity to fight those infections better. Then wash it with the Nizoral, leave it on for several minutes and then rinse it off. You'll probably get rid of that bacteria that way.
And with that, John, we're a little late, so thanks for the call. That opens up a line. So how about you calling in with your question at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. When we come back, I do believe Suzanne is back.
She has returned.
She stepped away from the phone.
Uh-huh. Shame on her.
She's got a question about eye infections. Then we've got Jody from Linwood. She's got a question about shoulder pain. Maybe I can track down Dr. Dan Nelson. You never know. Sometimes the extra doctors that we have are listening, and if they are, they can call in.
Jody. Is Jody is a girl, I presume?
It doesn't say, but that's why... yes, I just told...
Just the secret voice in our ears.
So don't go far, anybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. 21 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot, and we've got Dr. Jerry Mixon with us here today, the founder and chief medical officer for Longevity Medical Clinics. And by the way, for all of you new listeners, Longevity has three clinics throughout the Puget Sound area, one in Tacoma, one in Linwood, and in Kirkland. So we have you surrounded. You can't get away from us, whether you like it or not. But I do have some pretty good news. Bia and I had a nice long talk yesterday. Actually, behind the scenes, Michelle and Bia and Tim and Seth and everybody has been basically reorganizing much of the schedule because we've had so few of the health analysis appointments that we'd like to be able to make available. They're free health analysis appointments. If you're a regular listener, you've probably heard about them. Well, we just haven't had that much room for them. But I'm happy to say that a major shift in the schedule and some staffing changes were made this Thursday, this last Thursday, just a couple of days ago. And the really good news is, well, sweet and sour, we still don't have any appointments available the rest of this month. But we did open up in the second and third week of June.
Of June.
We now have about 60, in other words, 20 in all three of our clinics. And that was just so good news, because last Saturday you heard me say we only had like 30 appointments through that same time period. Those were gone like in about 5 hours. But they'd made this major shift. Were you a part of that whole decision
making? Yeah, and I have to say I am ambivalent about it.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because when you make appointments, you know, six weeks out, life happens and people forget and they change their mind and they get other commitments and they end up canceling. And then we've got holes in the schedule because somebody canceled.
We're going to be doing reminder calls and all of that sort of good stuff.
I understand, but still life will happen and people will end up canceling.
That's right.
And
that's
so, you know, if we're going to do that, I like to have an alternate list, you know, of people that say, okay, look, I can't fit in now, but put me on a list. And if one of those people cancel, call me and put me in that slot.
Yeah.
So they get in earlier.
Well, we actually started that this last week too. So hopefully that is going to work things out.
Yeah, we started it because I was nagging about it.
Yeah. Well, and me too. We all were. So the bottom line is, no, we don't have any appointments in the very near future. And normally we wouldn't do this, but because the demand has been so high. I mean, the bottom line, Jerry, is people, there's been like a wake-up call, psychologically or what have you. And people are realizing, they've been listening to the show, for example, maybe some of them for 20 years, and they're starting to realize there's never been a better time to take your personal health seriously.
Yep.
And so... And you also say if you don't measure, you don't know. So we're doing that for you free in the, you know, with the those two free tests. One is a blood test and the other is the in-body. And so people are taking us up on it. We're making an offer that we had never done before. We're giving the two free masks, the KN95 masks. So that's really fun. But we're also giving $100 of our longevity supplements, any of the supplements they'd like, up to $100. Also just has a little incentive, to come on in. And so there's the deal. We've got about 20 appointments in each of our three clinics now, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. You're going to have to wait a few weeks to be able to get in, but you can make the appointment now.
Okay.
All right.
As you were talking, I was just looking through my email because I got an email from one of my doctors.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to, on the fly, I'm going to have to get rid of the patient's name.
Sure.
But this is a patient. Doctor wrote me a note and said, my patient, X, is a nurse in the ICU.
Okay.
At one of the major hospitals. She was working at ground zero from the beginning of the COVID crisis and still does. She's handling patients from admission to the morgue or release.
Oh boy. Okay.
She wanted me to share with you that she's never been sick one day and the only nurse in her unit that has not been sick throughout the pandemic.
Wow.
Everybody else.
And she's our patient.
And she's our patient.
Good.
She's been regularly working 16-hour shifts and hasn't missed any work yet. Her supervising physicians keeps asking her, what are you doing? You must have an incredibly good immune system. She's certain that all the supplements and her care here has kept her healthy. And she also wants me to let you know that no one has died at Evergreen from COVID in over 2 weeks.
Wow. That's really good news on so many fronts.
It is. You know, now this nurse, you know, is highly exposed and has been since the beginning of it, but hasn't been sick. And she's crediting what we do here at Longevity for her robust immune system. Well, I hope she's right.
Well, people are starting to wake up. People have never really understood the immune system. We've heard of it, of course, but we're starting to wake up. People, the masses are starting to wake up that is your your battle material. That's
it's what's
your
protecting
weapons.
You against yes. all the nasty bugs on the planet, as well as your internal bugs such as cancers. Sure. Robust immune systems are incredibly important, and that is a big part of what we do at Longevity, is try to give you the healthiest body possible, and that includes a robust immune response.
This is why you have said, for as long as I've known you, 21, almost 22 years now, your job, our job at Longevity, we are the epitome of the preventive medical
The ultimate
center.
Preventive medicine clinic,
the
yes.
ultimate.
Yeah, I tell my doctors, your job is to help people be as strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy as humanly possible. And if they ever get sick and go to the hospital, you failed.
But that's right. And building your immune system, literally, is there anything more important people can generally do for their health than that?
No.
I mean, you know, exercise
well,
is a part
all of
it.
Those things yes. that make you, you know, strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy are all things that involve robust good health, including a really healthy, yeah. potent immune response.
So here's my suggestion for those of you. Maybe you're there with a spouse or a mate or what have you. You've felt guilty. And trust me, I know what that guilt feels like from procrastination, because I've done a lot of that in my life.
I don't do guilt.
But you don't do guilt, okay. But if this is the time for you to say, okay, there's just too many reasons. I'm getting older, the virus, whatever. There's too many reasons why you got to get serious. Well, the free health analysis appointment, we do the two free tests, and you get the mask. You get $100 worth of longevity supplements in addition. And we just encourage you to do it. Just decide, okay, now's the time. And like I said, each of the clinics has approximately 20 of the free health analysis appointments. You can grab one of them. You can do it now. And they are available basically through June, the third week in June. Not sure what the actual date is, but the third week of June. They're available primarily in the second and third weeks of June. I suggest you go to our website. That's how you do it, by the way. You make your appointment online at our homepage on our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And when you go there, there's a tab that says schedule health analysis appointment. You'll see it. Click on it. Well, then the three different clinics will show up on your screen. Select the clinic that's best for you, you know, Linwood, Tacoma, Kirkland. And when you, let's say you select Kirkland, you click on it, and then boom, you have the calendar right there on your screen that shows all of the individual health analysis appointments that are available. Might be a Tuesday at 10 a.m., a Wednesday at 1:30, those kinds of things. And you just click on the one that is best suited for you. Grab two of them if you're married, you know, or you have a mate, and come back to back. A lot of couples do that. Lots of couples do that. So I encourage you to do that right now, certainly today. Grab those, because those 20 appointments in each of the clinics, they'll probably be gone, my guess is, by Tuesday or Wednesday. And the sooner you go, the better the variety, you know, the selection you'll have. Okay? Go to our website, lmclinic.com. And if you don't have a computer, about 5 or 10% of you do not, and that's great, that's okay, you call this number, our toll-free number, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. There's never been a better time to get serious about your health, really. Let's go to a break. When we come back, Suzanne is on the line, standing by, ready to speak. She has a question about eye infections and then shoulder pain coming up. You never know. If you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, call us at 800-465-8770. All right, 35 minutes past the hour. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We just had someone said, give us that phone number again, to call in for a free health analysis appointment, okay, it is 866-86-YOUNG. That's if you can't go online and make the appointment online yourself. That's what 90-95% of the people do that at lmclinic.com. Just go to lmclinic.com. You can make your own appointment right now. First come, first serve kind of a thing. So probably sooner the better makes more sense for you. But if you can't do it that way, then again, that number is 866-86-YOUNG. All right. Let us go to Suzanne in Bellevue. Suzanne, we're glad you called.
Hello, Suzanne.
Well, I'm glad that I got you.
How can we help?
I have a persistent eye infection, and I saw someone in Dr. Gilbert's office, and they gave me a prednisolone and erythromycin to use. Worked for a while, and then I got the infection back again. My eye glands are not working properly. I have blepharitis, but I keep my lids clear, and I use warm compresses. But I wake up in the morning with crusts and all kinds of disgusting matter in my eyes, and my eyes are bloodshot. And I take all kinds of supplements, quality supplements, including 4,000 units of C. Nothing seems to be helping, and I wonder what your suggestions would be.
I've got Michael Gilbert going to be calling in about 10 seconds.
Good, because that's exactly what I always do, is I refer them off to the ophthalmologist. Because you're trying the nostrums that usually work. And my guesstimate is that, you know, the antibiotic and steroid that he gave you cleared the initial infection, but that doesn't mean it never gets infected again, because I'm going to guess that the glands along the inner edge of your eyelids are probably atrophic, probably shriveled up and not working very well.
I know that's true.
Yeah, and that sets you up for recurrent problems, and I suspect that's what's going on. I also know, though, that he's got some specific therapy for that. That tries to restore those glands to the best level of health possible. So if he's going to be coming on the air here in a few minutes, let's wait and see what he has to say.
I think he is just a moment away. Hang on here, just a moment, Suzanne. And he is here. Dr. Gilbert, Michael Gilbert, are you there, sir?
Michael, good morning, gentlemen.
Well, hey, were you listening to the radio in the last 2 or 3 minutes? Or should we recap for you?
I missed it. You know, it's an unusual time. I'm at an international meeting right now on the internet. So at a time when I might have flown to a different part of the world for an ophthalmology meeting, I'm sitting at home with multiple screens watching eye surgery. But tell me what I missed.
Unfortunately, Suzanne got disconnected somehow.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So she's not on. Maybe if you're listening,
Suzanne, call right back, please.
Call right back.
Dr.
Yeah.
Gilbert is on the air now.
But be listening.
But let me see if I can kind of recap this a bit. This is a lady who has seen someone in your office.
Oh.
She has eyes that she wakes up in the morning. They're heavily crusted and inflamed. She has a redness. She was apparently told that those glands on the inner aspect of her eyelids are not functioning well. She had an infection of some sort that was apparently treated with a drop that included erythromycin and a steroid, which improved it, made it get well for a while, but then it has reoccurred.
Sure.
She's using warm compresses on a regular basis in an effort to make it better. But she wants to know what else she can do. And so the only thing that comes to my mind is that little eyelid spa therapy you've got that might help to rejuvenate those glands a bit and give her better tear layers and less risk of infection. But I wanted to hear what you had to say.
No, I think you've got it again, Jerry. You're exactly right. This sort of problem will almost certainly continue to recur until you do something more permanent for those glands. What happens is, as those glands go through a degenerative process, the secretions get so thick they create a microenvironment that is just ideal for bacteria. It's warm, it's goopy, it's thick right at the base of the lashes. So you end up sticky overnight, you end up crusting as that dries, but then you also, it's a perfect environment to grow particularly staph, but certainly other bacteria, and then you can end up with the periodic infection.
And Michael, we've got
to just treat the infection alone, but then it just continues to recur unless you go after the cause as well.
And we have Suzanne on the line again with us right now. Perfect. Michael, in case you want to ask her anything.
Perfect. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Dr. Gilbert.
One of the things that can help, the gland system that is setting you up for these periodic, not only the symptoms, but the periodic infections, is on the back surface of the eyelid. So when you do the hot compresses, remember that heat has to go through the entirety of the thickness of the lid to get to the glands. So that means keeping it hot for at least 5 minutes. Studies have shown it takes 5 minutes for that heat to get back to those glands. So you don't start the clock for those glands until you've reached that 5 minutes. This is why the technology that Jerry was referring to, that actually puts the heat right on the glands, melts that thick pasty secretion, and clears out, tries to rejuvenate those glands, has been an incredible innovation in trying to treat this disease. But it doesn't fix the glands forever, even if you've cleared them up. We know that your tendency now is to reclog those glands and to go toward a degenerative process. So keeping up the omega-3s, keeping up some heat support on a daily basis, and something as simple as blinking. Our current screen-intense lifestyle drives us towards staring, reading, computer, television, all our screen time. We blink less, and it turns out that blinking is how we not only release the tears that keep us comfortable, but it is how we keep those glands active and the flow through them. And I often say that the problem with those glands is they live and die by the old adage, if you don't use them, you lose them. So this process is also destructive, and you can end up with permanent loss of those glands. But most likely, if you're having ongoing symptoms, I usually give it about 6-8 weeks of just doing the hot compresses and omega-3 support. And if that isn't 80% better, then that means that there's likely some intermediate or either permanent damage that may need better or more extensive intervention. So I would definitely get in. Let's do some imaging of those glands and make sure that the glands are recoverable. And if so, let's get to fixing them.
Okay, I might. Are you? Do you hear me now?
Yes, she's on. He's on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I do use omega-3s. I do the blinking. I haven't done the. I've done the hot compresses, but just once a week for 10 minutes. So I guess I should do the compresses every single day.
Well, the intensity of the heat. The heat has to stay at that higher level. Don't burn yourself, but it has to stay hot for that entire 10 minutes. And
yeah.
Once a week is just wholly not adequate for the degree of discomfort that you have. Your glands need to be heated up at least twice a day for several weeks. And as
okay,
it gets better
that.
Over a period of weeks and months, then you can probably reduce it.
All right. If my glands are not recoverable, what is the prognosis for that?
Well, I'd rather look at them and tell you the real situation rather than create a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the glands that can be recovered, then that's definitely the way to go. That's more natural than using artificial tears. If for some reason they are totally not recoverable or only partially recoverable, then there are some drops that can help to stimulate the lacrimal gland system in minor ways, anti-inflammatories. We can also put plugs in the tear drainage ducts to hold on to what little tears you do produce So there are some things that can be done, but nothing gives you quite the stability and vision and the comfort that you can if we can recover those natural glands.
All right. Could I see you, could I make an appointment with you personally?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you for the advice.
Give
it, I appreciate
give a call
it.
And tell them you need a dry eye evaluation.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Suzanne. Hell, Michael, I'm glad. Sorry we interrupted you on your convention, your virtual convention. Well, that's good.
I hate those virtual conventions. If I'm going to sit and listen to people drone on, because let's face it, Michael, the speakers at most of these meetings, they're smart, they're cutting edge, and they're boring as hell. They have no concept
pearls,
of presentation.
Sometimes the pearls are hard to find in the drawer.
They are. Yeah, you wade through a whole lot of really crummy, dirty oyster shells to get there.
It's a long morning from that, I'm afraid.
Well, let me just remind all of our listeners right now that Dr. Michael Gilbert, actually with Northwest Vision Institute in Bellevue, is open and doing business. Michael, I was just sick because yesterday I was supposed to see you, and I had to reschedule because I had a Zoom meeting. I was negotiating some new stuff for the guy I'm sitting across from right now here.
He's trying to
of
make
course.
Me some money, and that, I always
right.
approve of that.
So I decided to make the business money instead of getting my eyes tuned up, but... I don't think I can see you, I think, in a couple of weeks, but in any event, you are open, you're seeing people, like Suzanne, she can call, and, tell me, your surgery center, is that opening soon still? Is that still the plan?
So to your point, problems like Suzanne's are the number one reason that people are coming in today. And if it isn't the number one reason, it's the number two reason. They come in with another problem and say, by the way, we've got to fix my eyes. And I think that the coronavirus has had the number one ophthalmic effect of it is severe dry eyes from our being
really?
Home and on the screens more. The surgery center, we're doing elective surgeries this week. This is the beginning of our being able to get back to semi-elective surgeries, in which category cataract surgery rests. So, yes, we've got a number of patients who have been very anxious to get started and get their second eye done and get their eyes balanced. And one of the things that I'm so pleased that we're able to offer now is we've been doing dropless cataract surgery for some time. And the advantage of that now is instead of patients having to worry about viruses and, you know, hand cleanliness as they put drops and having to manipulate their eyes after surgery, we put the medications in at the time of surgery so they don't have to buy those drops and they don't have to apply those drops. So it really is a great time to be able to do dropless cataract surgery and get people
fantastic.
Back to their vision.
That's great. We're talking with Dr. Michael Gilbert, and I'm so glad you were listening again today, and I was able to get you back here on the air. If you would like an appointment, maybe you haven't had an eye exam in this last year or two or 3 years like so many people do, you need to call, whether you have a specific problem or you just need that annual checkup. Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute. His number, here it is, get your pen ready, 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020. Michael, thank you, sir. Go back to your convention, and we're sorry you have to do that, but thanks.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thank you. All right, Dr. Michael Gilbert, 425-450-2020. Hey, all the lines are open right now. Let's do a quick break. You call right now, 800-465-8770. You call right now, boom, you're next. 800-465-8770. Okay, 51 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Let's just grab another call here real quickly. Let's go to Chehalis. Talk to Don. Don, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. You really got me on really quick. Wow. This is a very, I'd consider it kind of an esoteric question because I doubt many people will be interested, but it does affect me, so I thought I'd ask. Dr. Mixon, I am aware, or I've read, that growth hormone can sometimes have an effect on insulin resistance as much as it can increase insulin resistance.
And yes.
My question is this. I take a supplement that has 5 grams of arginine and 1.5 grams of L-citrulline in it daily. Now, I've read that taking that particular amino acid has an effect of increasing growth hormone. And so, of course, I am getting older, but I do it specifically to help in the production of nitric oxide in, you know, to help the endothelium of my arteries, you know, to expand the arteries and so forth. But I was wondering if, and I haven't been able to find anything on the internet that says that it has enough growth hormone excreted by taking it. I mean, I haven't found anything about it at all. You know, it says it has good effects as far as expanding the arteries, but I was just wondering, would that have an effect on producing enough growth hormone possibly to affect and increase insulin resistance?
Not likely. Let me talk a little bit about secretagogues for growth hormone, but growth hormone's effect itself. Growth hormone has a biphasic effect on insulin. Well, not insulin production, but insulin resistance on glucose metabolism. Low dose supplementation of growth hormone. That is when you're using small daily doses, like are normally used for supplementing elderly people, actually improves glucose metabolism. So you tend to lower blood sugars and lower the need for insulin with low dose. Those were a series of studies done at the University of Oregon Health Sciences Center back about 2000 or so, a little early 2000s. The high-dose growth hormone that is used for people that have growth failure or pituitary tumors or have destroyed their pituitary gland, so they produce no growth hormone at all, those people get high doses. And the high-dose growth hormone supplementation does indeed increase insulin resistance for a period of about 6 to 8 weeks. And after that initial 6 to 8 weeks, then glucose metabolism tends to damp back down and become more normal, closer to the normal range. The International Database on Growth Hormone Therapy, which has been kept since 1988 when the first growth hormone was synthesized, now has hundreds of thousands of patient years in it. And they're finding no increase in diabetes, no increase in cancer, even with the high-dose growth hormone therapies that have been persisted now for nearly 40 years. So, you know, that you hear people say, oh, my goodness, it might cause cancer or it might cause diabetes. It actually doesn't. That's now well established in many, many hundreds of thousands of patient years. And with the low doses that would normally be used with older people, it actually improves glucose metabolism and lowers the need for insulin. So on that standpoint, you can relax. Now, the next thing, the secretagogues, things like the triple aminos, they work best in young people that have healthy pituitaries. You know, if a 40-year-old is taking a big whack of triple aminos, they've got a pretty good response of normalizing or raising their growth hormone level towards the middle of the healthy curve. When a 60 and 70-year-old uses it, not nearly as good a chance, just because it takes higher doses and their pituitary is less able to respond to the help. So these sort of supplements they're okay. They're worth trying because they're cheap, they're innocuous, They will raise nitric oxide production to some extent, which is always going to be of benefit anyway. But their impact on growth hormone production is pretty much age-related. And the older you are and the worse you need the help, the less effective they tend to be, which is really kind of sad. But that's the real world. So I try them just because they're cheap and innocuous. And when they work, that's great. You know, and once in a while, I'll find a 65 or 70-year-old that they actually work well in. But not most of the time. In that their IGF-1 will come back up into the mid-range that I'm shooting for.
Oh, okay. Well, my main concern on taking it was just for the nitric oxide and its benefit, hopeful benefit to the endothelium of the arteries.
Mm-hmm. And the the biggest marker we have for that clinical marker is erectile function. You know, if an older guy is taking it and he's having, you know, more robust erections, then you know his endothelium is responding pretty nicely.
Well, and also too, in nitric oxide for the, you know, blood pressure also, right?
It drops your, yeah, higher nitric oxide levels, they dilate the capillaries, you get better surface blood flow, you get better erectile function, you get lower blood pressure. You get better exercise tolerance. You're able to work out and lift more weight and run longer and so on. So anything that improves that blood supply to your tissues is of benefit.
I had another call. If I call you in the future, I'm going to talk to you. I'm an older gentleman now, unfortunately, but the use of nandrolone on a permanent basis as far as helping to build up muscle because of the age-related sarcopenia, but I'll ask that later. But thank
we'll
you
deal
much,
that Don. With another
yeah.
day.
You're welcome, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you, Don. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're coming real close to the end of the hour. We got Mariana from Edmonds who's going to be next as soon as we come back from the top of the hour break. It's only about a 15-second break between hour one and hour two, but I don't quite have the time necessary to take Mariana right now. So Mariana, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, you hang on there. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, you will be the very first one up. And then after that, Marie from Seattle, she has some leg pain. And as a result, I've got Dr. Dan Nelson, who has agreed to call in, might be able to help with Mary, along with Dan Nelson and Dr. Mixon. So that's all good news. A quick reminder, as we approach the end of this first hour, if you are interested in one of the free health analysis appointments, all you need to do is go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And you make your own appointment right there. When you do, we've got about 20 appointments for during the second and third weeks of June. So they're not immediately. We're sorry about that. But in the second and third weeks of June, we can fit you in. And you'll not only get the two free tests, but you'll also get a couple of masks, the KN95 mask. You'll like those. And $100 of longevity supplements of your choice. And go ahead and make that appointment at lmclinic.com. In fact, Marianne has a question about the HA appointments. When we come back, we'll be back real quickly right now.